Expose Your Legs to Married Men, Hooker.
Fabulous. Gone with the Wind, fabulous. Okay.
You are psychotic, Jesus John.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
And here we are with a brand new year talking about the Real Housewives, all things reality gossip with my girl, Tracy Anderson. So, again, it's so great to be back. We did miss last week, so let's first kick this off before we get into this week's. The wedding of Danielle Staub.
It finally happened. It finally happened. She was a hot mess. I mean, what is there really to say?
Oh my gosh.
Beyond a bridezilla. I mean, everybody stayed because they were under contract.
I felt so bad for Margaret.
I know. I mean, she was just giving it to her like, my daughter's done more than any of you. Margaret did so much for her.
She did everything.
She did everything.
Yeah.
And then you guys aren't making me center of attention. My dresses go overboard. I mean, she was just crazy.
It was crazy. I did really like the bride squad picture idea.
I did. Okay, so what did you think? Was that too much? Like a photo shoot?
I thought it was adorable.
It's cute.
But
Margaret feels bad because she doesn't look like everybody else.
Right. She's not very happy about her body. I will say this is coming from a woman who is, I believe Danielle is like 55 with a 20-year-old body. So she's super confident. So it makes sense that she would want to do this.
Right.
But let Margaret wear her little sarong pants.
Exactly. Like, don't shame her. Like, I know. Like, everybody else looks a certain way. And just let her do her thing.
I know.
And I love when all the guys got together.
Dude.
Well, that was the best.
Hilarious. I told my husband, I said, Travis, you will want to actually finally watch this show because these guys will nail Marty and his balls off. Because that's what they said. They said, listen, dude, when you marry Danielle, you will lose everything you have. You will lose your balls. Right. You will lose all your money.
Yes.
You will lose everything that you possibly could. And he realized that because, lo and behold, these two are already getting divorced.
I mean, less than 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
You went through all that. I think that she got married to get on the show.
You think so?
I do.
She might have.
Engaged 19 times. Mm-hmm. I think she got married to get on
the show.
She's
on 20 now. By the way, we are on Facebook Live. There is a new article out about Danielle Staub's divorce to Marty Caffrey, which, by the way, he's a schmuck. He should never even thought that this was going to happen. There is court documents that he physically has abused her and verbally abused her.
Really?
This is getting out of control now.
Do you think that's real?
No. I mean,
it's not.
No.
She's just going below the belt now. Mm-hmm. But you know what? He had so many red flags and signs that she is cray-cray.
Yeah.
I mean, so...
I did see
they warned you.
An interview saying she now is saying, listen, I will no longer be married again. I don't want to be engaged.
I think that's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
He's engaged so 19 times.
We will see. I guess he's decided to sell the enormous mansion that they were in. And she's saying, I didn't even know he was planning on doing that.
Wow.
Yeah, you did.
I mean, and they were dating for 2 years. Like, you saw some crazy in her. Mm. Why'd you let it get to... It's like Joe said, he's whipped. He's whipped.
Yeah. I mean, look at her. Come on.
Well, look at her. Mm-hmm. Like, plastic surgery, scary time.
Yeah.
Like,
By the way, I was off a year. She's 56.
Oh,
yeah,
girl.
She's 56.
56.
All right, so I'm sure we'll find out more about that in the legal documents and all that stuff. But let's move on to the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Okay,
finally, Cynthia's daughter, Noelle, is off to college.
Oh, my gosh. That whole... thing, it made me cry a little bit.
With Noelle?
Yes.
Yeah.
But you know what? I didn't understand, like, why... Okay, so she's having the party. She goes upstairs. Noelle is, like, visibly upset. Why she brought her out of the room instead of putting... You know what I mean? Like, because the camera guy's out there. Like, it's a private thing. But I felt really bad for them. But thank God for Leon.
Mm. I don't know if you knew this, but do you know that Leon was the adorable, handsome model in Like a Prayer from Madonna?
Yes, honey. Yes, I remember that.
Those two are hot. You know what? I have to be completely honest. I'm like, come on, stop being a crybaby. Seriously,
oh, really?
Noelle, I'm like, dude, listen, when I was 12, my mom would send me off to camp that was 4 weeks long.
Right.
So I'm like, it is time to grow up.
I know.
And get your butt up and go to college.
They did a whole montage of her, like, as a little girl. We've seen her grow up.
Yes.
But Nene, I love it. Nene's like, Cynthia, girl, you got to let her go and, like, live. And
yeah.
Yeah.
And hopefully she'll realize. But I'm like, girl, if you're already homesick at 18, you got a lot of things coming. So yeah. That kind of, I was like, I was like, you need to, you know, come on, grow up. It's time to move on. Let's not cry like we're six. Let's move on to Candy. Candy mom doing the lemon.
That was funny. But it was, obviously her mom made no sense at all, especially when they sat down and they were trying to talk to Todd.
Yeah.
She's like, so you're a lemon off the lemon tree, and you're both lemons. And they're like, what's going on? But why are they bringing this up? This happened a while ago.
It happened a real long time ago.
So, again, I'm thinking Candy does not have a storyline. I mean, why are you bringing this up? This is a long... I was like, he's still mad about a lemon from like a year or two ago?
Well, her mom is the one that keeps bringing it up. You know what? Her mom rubs me wrong, too.
Oh, because
when you come...
Yeah.
Let me just say this. When you have money and you know that someone else clearly wants your money, this is her mom. This is how I feel. I don't know. This is just, she rubs me wrong.
Yeah.
And I just think that that's always in the back of her head. Right. What am I going to get from my daughter?
What am I going to get? It's true. She's even said it in past episodes, like, if you die, like, is Ty going to get everything? Or is she just, and Candy keeps buying her houses. And
she does.
Yeah.
Like, she had that enormous honor of her, you know, girl group, and her mom didn't even go to it because she was vacationing.
Weird, though. That was weird. Yeah.
Yeah. She was vacationing. Yeah. So, all right. So, Eva goes bridal gown shopping.
Oh, my gosh, girl.
Yeah. Nini comes and she invites Marlo.
Okay. So, first of all, Nini, that was basically payback for not being invited to the Bachelorette. Mm-hmm. Why would you bring Marlo? I mean,
because she's mean.
Marlo is super shady.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you even bring her? And then she has the nerve to say, lose 10 pounds.
I thought
she
that
just
was
had
so
a baby.
Rude. Yeah. She's like, I had a baby 13 weeks ago. And Marlo's like, yeah. And that was not yesterday.
Oh, wasn't that rude?
She's super rude.
That was so,
Yes, honey.
But some of the dresses I did not like. But there were a few that I liked. There was one in particular that I liked, but there was one like with pasties and stuff that was like,
That didn't look right
at
all.
That didn't look good at all.
No.
No.
And I thought it was kind of not very cool of either of them to be like, no, listen, you want to be very blinged out and the boobies
couture,
out.
Couture. Like,
So
those weren't the right people to have for dress shopping.
Well, she's totally different than them. You know, she's like, I'm angelic and I like to have lace on. I'm not like you girls.
Right. Exactly. Definitely not like Marlo.
She looked beautiful, though.
She
did. You see her final gown that she wore on her wedding?
No.
Well, you know, everything's taped 6 months prior, but there's now a picture out of her dress. It's very, very pretty.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about this phenomenal experience that Portia has.
Thank you, girl.
With her transvaginal ultrasound.
Oh.
Jeez Louise, what is that about?
I don't know, girl. I've never had one of those.
Well, I have had an ultrasound, and typically when you are due to have a baby, it goes on your tummy. It does not
go inside?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes, Tracy, I'm sure.
You're like, I had a baby.
I had a baby.
And then she put a condom on it.
Yes. And that's why he's like, is that a condom? Yes, Dennis, that's a condom.
I've heard of that, but I don't know why you don't. They used to put it on top of your stomach.
Yeah,
I don't
typically
know why
they rub the jelly
inserting.
On your tummy. And
I don't know why they were inserting. That had to be quite uncomfortable.
I was like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
So I was kind of confused with that. So anyway.
Okay.
Good for her.
I didn't know.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to the Real Housewives of New Jersey. Okay, now Joe and Melissa are celebrating their son's communion.
Yeah.
Little Joey, who he's super cute.
He's so cute.
And, of course, the big thing happens to do with this particular segment of the show.
Did you see the newspaper?
Oh, my God.
Tonight, it's drama ripped from the headlines.
Jackie wrote an article on how I spoil my kids.
Oh, my God.
I feel angry.
If you read the article, you will see that. It was very complimentary.
You want to come at me? I'm ready.
She is ready.
Okay, girl.
Yes, she is ready.
Can we talk about Jackie real quick?
Yeah.
Because we got a lot to cover about Jackie. Mm. She's offending Teresa, and now she writes this crazy article. Which, by the way, I was at a friend's house last night, and we Googled that article, girl, and we started reading it.
Yeah.
So, here's the thing. Okay, so she meets with Dolores, and she says, Well, my father went to jail. I know what she's going through. Okay. I don't agree that Teresa beats up on Melissa all the time. But you don't even... You're coming into a situation. You don't know her. You don't know her husband. You barely know Melissa. You don't sit there and call... Of course, we're all thinking, like, if you could control someone, why would your husband be in jail? But you don't say it. Now you write this article. I mean, like, word for word. Basically, I was at a friend's house. I mean, the person's going to know exactly who you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you... There was shade, and then there was a compliment. There was shade, and then a compliment in the article. I mean, Jackie, what are you doing? You really, really want to stay on full time. Like, what did you think?
Well, she's a writer, so I have to give her props because this is how she makes her money.
Okay.
Again, do I think this was right? Would I probably be upset? Absolutely. You're talking about specific things in my home that I don't want people to know about.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't want people to know that I have a humongous jungle gym that's in the basement of my house. So,
like, basically saying, you know what? If your kids are spoiled, are they going to grow up to be, like, good people or whatever? You know what I mean?
Which she does make a valid point because you wonder. But she also says that she is an actually great mom. And she herself mentions that I spoil my kids too. So that's the big question. If you spoil your kids too much, will they grow up to be entitled? And I think it depends on how you teach your kids that you know, it's nice that you have these things, but not everybody has these things.
Right. And she makes very good points in the article. Don't get me wrong. She's got the doctor in there. But still, I just... It was shade, and
yeah. So, I mean, we'll see if those two get along at all because, of course, that big drama at the party.
And I would have gone to Jennifer and said, hey, look, I'm writing an article. Are you okay if I mention you? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Beforehand. I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah. No, that's all good. Yeah. So, I mean, that was basically the show in that aspect.
Yeah.
So let's just quickly move on to just other juicy gossip general.
Yes, tell it.
I was super happy to see this, that Phaedra Parks is actually dating... a new man who happens to be a DJ for WGCI in Chicago.
Hey, girl. Hey, I used to love GCI. When I lived in Chicago, I loved me some GCI.
I know, right?
So
look at that.
That's crazy. I mean,
I know.
Maybe she'll come back on the show.
I hope so. You know, Nene is a big fan of hers again, so she wants her to come back on.
Yeah, well, she was at her birthday party, so.
Mm-hmm. She was talking about, like, with Andy Cohen and saying that,
I would love
her to come
back. Yeah, you should have Phaedra back.
Girl.
You've got Porsche there.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So, all right, well, it's always a pleasure, Tracy, for you coming in. Of course, we are getting very excited for The Bachelor.
Yes, I was going to say.
Yeah, so get ready for a three-hour.
That's right.
That's going to be a long night, honey.
I mean, what am I going to drink that night?
Honey, I don't know who's got time for that.
I don't either.
But we will share that time with you
yes,
for sure.
Yes, we will.
All right, there you have it. That is Reality Check. We are out of here. Happy
Bye.
New Year, girl. You
Happy
look fab.
New Year. Thank you.
It's going to be a good one. It's Krista's Morning Rush with Reality Check on 93.1 Jams.
Bye. So nasty and so rude.